watch begins with John the Baptist telling the people, get ready for the Messiah to come by preparing their hearts for his coming. Our task at Christmas is not to chop down the tree of celebration, rather it is to rediscover the cause of celebration. What is this good news? The good news is that the King is coming. The King is coming. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Fill in the valley, level the mountains, smooth out the rough ground. making the decision to turn, and then turning, all by the grace of God and His help. If I admit I'm heading in the wrong direction, but neglect to turn around, I will keep on heading in the wrong direction. Not just any sorrow, but softly sorrow. I can be sorry that I got caught. I can be sorry that I made myself a fit. I can be sorry that I caused trouble for myself. I can be sorry that I was hurt or made uncomfortable by what I did or did not do, by the direction in which I went. Godly sorrow, the sorrow that leads to repentance, is something different. Godly sorrow isn't directed toward myself. It's directed toward God. In godly sorrow, I am sorry that I caused God to grieve, that I turned from Him and went another direction. In godly sorrow, I am sorry for the pain that I caused God. In godly sorrow, I'm more concerned about God than myself. Repentance is not something we have to do just once and then we can forget about it. Throughout our lives, we take long turns. Like Paul, the good we want to do, we do not do. And the evil we do not want to do, we do. Throughout our lives, we take long turns and go the wrong direction. Throughout our lives, we face times when we need to turn around and change direction. Throughout our lives, obstacles come to our path, through our choices or by the choices of others. So repentance isn't something you do just once and forget about it. Remember, Advent is a time of preparation for the coming of Christ. We know that He is coming as a babe born in a manger during this Christmas season. We know that He comes to us in word and sacraments. But what we don't know is when He will return for His final coming. The return of the Lord to this earth is certain. Nothing will be able to hold Him back, for He is the most powerful one of all. Continue to prepare. Stay in the Word. Remember your baptism. Continue to trust in Jesus for your salvation. In this way, you will be prepared for the King to come, whenever that may happen.